Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's December the 7th, 2015. It's 8 a.m. on the east coast of the United States. I'm coming to you from Central West Virginia, Pearl Harbor Day. Thank God for our veterans and those who have fought for this great nation, gave their lives. We want to continue today. We want to give our email address. It's truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Our guest call-ins are 929-447-1894. 929-447-1894. We want to continue today. We want to proclaim a word here. Isaiah 55:9-11. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and return not, but watereth the earth, maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Word of God says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will never pass away. We are still in Psalms chapter 2, dealing with those and God's response to those that conspire against him. Psalm chapter 2 is known as one of the royal psalms, pointing towards, of course, the kings of Israel, but also the soon coming king, which is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to go to verse 6 today right off. We want to try to get through this chapter as soon as we can. But the Word of God says in verse 6, Now, first one, let's read verse 1 again. It says, why doth the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Or why do the people of the earth conspire against the ways of God? Why is the gospel so hated within the world? Because the Word of God states that the cross is an offense to many. But today in chapter 6, I want to read to you the verse. It says, ye have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Now, Zion is the holy mountain in Jerusalem. The Word of God says that Zion is the fortress that was once held by the Jebusites. The Word of God says that King David, when he was coronated, that the Jebusites, when he came in to take his throne, the Jebusites fought him and resisted him. Now, at one time, history declares that this city was named Jebul and Jerusalem at the same time. In other words, there was two factions that reigned and ruled in the holy city of God. I cannot say this is the plan of God, but this is what took place. And the Word of God says that, you know, that evil and good cannot abide in the same temple or in the same place. One must overcome the other. And we know that the light of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will certainly overcome the darkness of this world. So in verse 6, we read that I have set my king upon my holy hill, Zion. Of course, this is alludes primarily, or secondarily, I should say, to David as he took the throne, but primarily is a look ahead to Jesus when he shall rule on Mount Zion during the thousand-year reign, when he will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. See, nothing's going to stop this. This is going to happen regardless of what men say, of what governments are in charge, of what men are in charge. The will and the Word of God shall be fulfilled. The Word of God says that God looks over his Word to perform what he has spoken. I'm going to repeat it again. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall never, ever pass away. So the Bible says in 2 Samuel 5:7, nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, the same is the city of David. The Bible declares it's a city of David called Ariel, the city of David. Glory to God. Isaiah 42:8 says, "For they call themselves the holy city, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts is his name." Now this is a kingdom that is coming, established by God, to be ruled and reigned in the pattern of a theocracy from the holy city, Jerusalem, the soon coming king. Now we look in the world today and we see so much going on, and it seems like that this thing is so far away, that there is so much contrary to the kingdom of God. There is. There are wars and there are rumors of wars. Men are struggling. There's power struggles, political struggles, financial struggles. We have men thinking they can control what happens on this planet, but they didn't create this planet. God Almighty spoke this place into existence, and his will shall be accomplished. And many say, well, when will the world be destroyed? The world will not be destroyed. It will be revamped. The heaven and earth shall always be, the word of God declares. John the Revelator said, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down out of heaven." He says, he calls it Holy Jerusalem. Not Jebul, or Jebul and Jerusalem, but Jerusalem. There will be one king, one Lord, one God, one leader, one president of this world, and his name is Jesus Christ. The Word of God declares he will not be elected from a polling booth, but the Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violence must take it by force. The Word of God says he shall rule with a rod of iron when he comes back to establish his kingdom upon the face of this earth. Men, the Word of God says, shall wail when they see his coming. His countenance, the Bible speaks, as being fierce. That he's not coming back as we are about to celebrate as a babe in a manger, but he is coming back as the conquering king of this world to put all the forces of the Antichrist and all those that rebel against him. The Word of God declares that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible says that even the devils tremble at the word of God. So the Bible says they call themselves the holy city and stay themselves upon the God of Israel, their foundation, their hope. Jesus said to Peter, "Upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against that which I have bought, which I have purchased with my own blood." Glory to God. Psalms 48:2 says, "Beautiful is the situation. Beautiful is the situation. Behold," he said in the book of Revelation, "I make all things new." Psalms 48:2 says, "Beautiful is the situation that is coming when Jesus Christ shall restore order out of chaos." Now, the Word of God says that there is coming a time when chaos will fill this earth, and it is now. Never a time have men been more perplexed and more searching for answers than they are in the day and age in which we live. The Bible says men's hearts will fail them for what they see coming upon the face of this earth. But me and you, as I say every broadcast, we look unto the author. Those of us that know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that are blood bought, who have received him as our Savior. We look unto the author. Author means the authority and the finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ paid it all 2,000 years ago on a cross. Glory to God. The Bible says he put every power and every principality to an open shame. He has a right to hold that scepter. Glory to God. He has overcome, the Word of God says, death, hell, and the grave. The Word of God declares he is the first fruits of the dead. And the Bible says that in him we also have this same resurrection power. The Word of God declares that the same Spirit that quickened the body of Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God and brought him out of that grave is the same Spirit that quickens me and you today. Glory to God. So we are a people of hope. We are a people of faith. We don't look at the circumstances, The Bible says we need to hope. That which we see, we cannot hope for. It is not hope if we already have it. We call those things that are not as though they were. Jesus told his disciples, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He said, behold, I give you power over all power of the enemy. He tells us to go in the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. We are his representatives on the face of this earth. The Word of God declares that we shall be a persecuted people, a hated people for what we stand for. Jesus said, you hate me. They hate me, and because they hate me, they will hate you. Persecution will increase. The name of Jesus will be blasphemed. It's happening right now. It's going on in the world today. People are offended by the name of Jesus Christ. They want to pull him down from his place of deity. They want to pull him down from his righteous abode, so to speak. He is King of Kings and his Lord of Lords. The Bible says that God looked to the Son and he said, set by my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. So he is in control. We have that promise today. Paul said, I'm persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. There's no power. There's no entity. There's no principality. There's no height. There's no depth. There's no mountain. There's no valley that can separate us from the love of an almighty God. The Bible says that when we went to the altar and we got saved, it wasn't just a show, so to speak. We were purchased with a price. We were sealed until the day of our redemption when he makes all things new. The Bible says, by no means shall anybody pluck you out of my hand. Glory to God. Although it's not popular to be a Christian in the world today, it certainly has its advantages. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are sealed. We are kept. Glory to God. This body can die, but this inner man that has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Word of God declares, shall live forever and forever. Hallelujah. We have this hope today. He says, when you see these things come to pass, he says, look unto the hills from whence cometh your redemption. Glory to God. So the Bible declares in Psalm 48:2, beautiful is the situation, for the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great King. The Bible says that Jerusalem is where God wrote his name. I don't know what it is about that area of the world, but it's God's area. It's the focal point of the world today. The Bible says that all nations shall come against Israel. From the beginning of time, men have had tried to exterminate the Jewish people. But the Bible says, if they bless you, I'll bless them. And if they curse you, I'll curse them. The Bible says, woe unto the man that divides Jerusalem, or divides Israel. He says, if you divide them, I will divide you. The Bible declares that the Jewish people are the apple of God's eye, or the pupil, so to speak. It is the focus. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that there's coming a time of Jacob's trouble when God will deal with his people. We are in the Gentile dispensation right now, coming quickly to the end of that age, coming quickly, I believe, to the rapture of the church when Jesus Christ shall come back. The Bible says the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that are alive and remain shall be caught up in the air to be with Jesus Christ forever. So we have hope today. Get your head up. Glory to God. Get your chin off the ground. We are the blood bought. We are the redeemed of the Lord. And the Word of God declares, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In Isaiah 24:23, the Bible says, then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion, and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously. Fulfilling prophecy. Zechariah talked about it. Of course, John talked about. Many of the prophets talked about the soon coming king that would rule and reign on this earth. The Bible declares that the scepter shall not depart from the tribe of Judah. So here we have Zion, and during David's kingship, the Word of God declares that Jerusalem was also known as Jebus. And when David took his throne, the Word of God declares, history declares that David went in to pull down Mount Zion and make it the property or the habitation of an Almighty God. And of course, the Jebusites tried to hinder David from being king. Now, during Joshua's conquest, we find that many times that God's people would not fully expel their enemies. For some reason, they would choose to cohabitate with what God told them to get rid of. This is so common in the Christian world today that we cannot cohabitate or coexist with the evil of this world. He tells us to come out from among them and be ye a separate people, thus saith the Lord. History declares that the king of Jerusalem had been defeated and slain by Joshua, and the city was taken and destroyed by Judah. But it was partially occupied by the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, and at a later time, it fell completely into the hand of the Jebusites. See, when we don't expel our enemies and get rid of the things in our lives that would separate us from God, we cannot, to bring it down to a spiritual sense, we cannot serve two masters. You can't serve God and the world. You can't serve God and mammon. Choose you this day, the Word of God declares, whom you will serve. So things are coming to pass quickly. And I believe this is the day and the age that we as Christians must look up, for our redemption draws nigh. The Word of God declares, think it not strange of the fiery trials which will try your souls. So the Word of God declares that we will be tried with fiery trials. The Word of God declares that the enemy will shoot fiery darts at us. The battlefield is in the mind. And the greatest, one of the two greatest weapons that the enemy is using today, of course, is deception and also fear, terrorism, fear, terror. But the Bible declared in Psalm 91 that we are not to be afraid of the terror that flies, the arrow that flies by night, or the terror by day. We have not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, and the love of Jesus Christ, his perfect love, casts out all fear. So we stand on what the Word of God says. So the Word of God declares, history declares that David went to Mount Zion. He formed an expedition, and he went to Mount Zion, and he dethroned the Jebusites who held God's place. He dethroned them. He took them down. And he declared that this is Mount Zion, the holy city, they said, of David, but it's the holy city also of God, reclaiming that which the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will come again. Or to God declares, he'll set his foot on the Mount of Olives, and it shall split in two. And the water shall run down the Kidron Valley into the Dead Sea, and that which was dead shall live again. So we are a people of hope. We are a people this morning who trust in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like I said, the Psalms 2 is a royal psalm written by the psalmist David, declaring the kingship and the royalty of Jesus Christ. He said, if I be lifted up, he said, I will draw all men unto me. Think about this today. Let's go to verse 7. I will declare the decree the Lord has to me. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. We probably read this yesterday, but we're going to backtrack a little bit. Matthew 3:7 says, the voice from heaven said, This is my son whom I am well pleased. Acts 13:33 says, God has fulfilled the same unto us, their children, and he raised up Jesus again. As is written in the second psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Let's go on to verse 8. He said, ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. This is once again pointing towards the complete kingship of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, ask of me. Ask of me. The Bible says we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So he said, I'll give you. And this is the inheritance of Jesus Christ, which he paid for on the cross 2,000 years ago. See, there's a legal thing going on here. He paid the price. He satisfied the demands of a thrice holy God. He satisfied the demand of the law. The Word of God declares that he fulfilled the law. He come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law, something that me and you cannot do, the law, with every T crossed, every I dotted, precept upon precept. There's no way that me and you can keep the law, but Jesus did that. So we look again unto him, the one who shed his blood on Calvary 2,000 years ago, that we should not perish, but have everlasting life. Psalms 111:6 says, he showed the people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. This is what is going on today. The so-called, or they called, New World Order. The men that conspire against the kingdom of God. The men who actually think that they are controlling this planet. That they have everything under control. That they will decide what is going to happen. But the Word of God declares this. That God give dominion to Jesus Christ. All power is given unto him. All things in heaven, all things on the earth, and all things below the earth. So we today have hope. As they say in modern verse, so to speak, he's got this. Glory to God. He has got this. It is under the control today of a greater power than me and you. We are simply a creation, giving our praise to the Creator, giving our lives, the Word of God says, as a holy sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable before God, which is our reasonable service. And the way that we do that, we come unto him, and we ask him into our lives. We ask him to forgive our sins. We ask him to eradicate the sin from our life, to give us power over the sin that wants to dominate us. I saw a church marquee the other day that said, if you give Satan an inch, he will become a ruler. Listen to me today. He is a tyrant. He's a killer. He's a murderer. He goes about seeking whom he can devour and seeking whom he can destroy. He is behind all the factions of evil on this earth. The Bible says he has turned the nations upside down. He has destroyed the best men and the best women when they do not relinquish everything under the plan of God, under the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way and I am the truth, and no man comes unto the Father except it be through me. So it doesn't matter the voices that are raging today. It doesn't matter. All these things will be past tense before too long, because the kingdom of God is coming, of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who establish his kingdom from Jerusalem, his holy mountain, where the scepter shall not depart from Judah. There he will rule forever and forever. The Bible declares a 1,000-year reign, after which there'll be a judgment. Christians will go before the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat, and those that don't know him, the Bible says, the sea shall give up their dead, and they will stand before the great white throne judgment. God is a just God. When he does what he does, you will be justified in doing that thing. So if you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, the Word of God says in Romans 10, 9 through 10, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart the man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you need healing in your body today, call on the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. He sent his word and he healed them. The Bible says in Malachi that the sun shall rise with healing in his wings. Glory to God. He is our way today. He is our hope. He is our salvation. He is our healer. He is our soon coming king. He's our incoming, our outgoing. He's the present help in the time of trouble. Call on the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call on his name shall be delivered and shall be set free. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you today, as we quoted at the first of this broadcast, that your word will not come back void, but it'll do that which you set it to do. And Lord, it'll bring fruit. That's what you said in your word. So I ask you today, Lord, to deal with that one that doesn't know you. I ask you that they might come and repent before you, bow a knee before you, and confess the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, ask forgiveness of their sins. I pray for that one today, the suffering in their body, whatever the illness might be, Lord. There's so many of them out there today, Lord. But I ask you, Lord, to touch and heal. You shed your blood. You took stripes on your back 2,000 years ago that we can be healed. And we declare healing on the people today in Jesus' name. Those fighting addiction, those fighting a perverse lifestyle, whatever it might be today, Lord, let them know that you love them, that you care about them. You said in your word, you would that none would perish, but each and every one would come unto everlasting life. Lord, we live under mercy right now. We live under grace. You said in your word that my spirit would not only strive with man. We know that things are speeding up. Time is speeding. You said you must redeem the time, for the days are evil. The very elect be deceived if possible. That's what you said in your word. You said there'd be great deception in the world. Lord, it's here. God, give us discernment. Give us enough backbone, Lord, to stand for you through your grace, through your power, not leaning on our own understanding, that your ways are not our ways, but leaning upon you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. I ask you to touch today. I ask you to reach out today and move in people's lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our email is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. We'll continue tomorrow. Hope to get through Psalms chapter 2 here in a couple days. But God is breaking this thing down. He has something to say in these last days to say. Glory to God. And anybody that will yield themselves unto him can be a vessel to be used of him these last days. He said, go in the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. Multitudes of all multitudes stand in the valley of decision. May God bless you.